Your world is at a very dark point, as you well know. And you are seeing now the impact of war in other parts of the world on your culture. It is a pull. It creates an energy that is not good. The problem when you are working to hold the light very often is that you tend to use your intelligence to try to figure out what to do with all of this ignorance and all of this anger. And the head is not a good help on this. The important thing to know when you are having to deal with a lot of negativity or a lot of unreasonable emotion is to center yourself and choose your position, not your argument, but your position. And we are having to do that quite a lot now. When you run into situations that are clearly wrong, and we are going to deal with this on two levels here. We are going to talk about institutional wrongness, because we certainly deal with that. It is like you walk in, you are involved in a situation, and you realize that the energy movement of the institution is not upward. It is often not honest, and it is upsetting because it is not any of those things, even though institutionally it often pretends to be those things. And so your mind first says to you, how are you going to talk to them about this? Well, as it happens, you are not. An institution that is created by someone else is going to be a reflection of what that person believes and what that person honors. And so there is actually nothing to talk about because that person is not seeking a way to make that institution better. Now, we run into this. We know in your humor we hear you talk about the DMV, but it is a fairly good example of that. If you manage to get in tune with their system, you can move through it. But the system itself is distorted. And so, but do you need to go and talk to someone about that? You do not. You just need to find the easiest way through the system, what you need to know to take care of yourself and move through. Now, the thing you can do is that when you are moving through and there are others around you, you can move lovingly toward them through this system that is probably not serving either one of you. And there is where that is the thing you actually can do. You can extend understanding. You can extend compassion. You can simply extend your knowledge that you are both humans walking through the same bad system. And those things are actually quite good. They put that loving energy back in the central pool where it is needed. But to take that system on, not unless you have found a way to be in charge of the DMV yourself, you do not want to get involved in that. And to some degree, you can look at it and knowing that, not be quite so upset. We know all of you have looked at a misbehaving child and said quietly to yourself, I did not raise that child. And I am happy because that's not what I would have done in raising a child. You can do that a bit for a misbehaving entity, a business, a setup, and you can move to that same position. It's like, I did not create this. This is not what I would have set up. And then you can simply become peaceful in yourself and extend love to anyone else who is trying to get through this system with you. That is a bit of a general thing we know, and yet you all deal with systems, so you know how this is. Now, let me take you to something that is perhaps a little more difficult, and that is a person whose beliefs are angry, who believe they are cheated, and they have the right to protest, and that is what is in your face. But once again, that is chosen. Whoever is feeling that way has chosen to align themselves with those energies, the energies that are angry and rebellious and unwilling to give an inch, and worse still, unwilling to allow reason to enter their consciousness. And once again, your brain may say to you, you should explain to them why they are wrong about... No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. The rule is, if someone has not opened to ask you what you believe about something, and they are believing something radically angry and dark, there's nothing to say. And the position you take is the one where you know what is light and true, and you know it. And should they say, what do you believe? You make a simple statement about what you believe, and you keep moving. Because until that person is willing to open to new information, they are simply going to turn on you. And there is no point in you being hurt. So in these times, we want to remember this, these two placements. They are very important. Now, does this mean you need to like what this person is saying or doing? No. Do you need to like the way the institution is run? No. You do not need to like it. But you also do not need to take, to open, or to try to press energy that is light into a person who has rejected the light. And this means that we must come to conclusions, a very important part of this time. And the conclusion, what do we mean? It is that we must recognize when someone is choosing darkness. And then we must know that. We must know that and say, oh, it is a free will planet. You have chosen that. And so I am not going to press something on you that you have chosen against. And I must know that you have chosen against that. And so then bring your energy back into center. Make sure that you fill with light. Step onto your path and keep moving. Now, one of the reasons this is important now is because the wars are raging. Those who carry darkness and anger in them are, what is your word? Riled. They are kicked up. And so you are going to be seeing this. We all know you have noticed it when you are driving. So there is unneeded aggression on your roadways. But we do not need to fight that. We simply need to say, your choice. It is your choice. You choose to drive that way. You choose to scream as you are driving. That's what you'll learn whatever you need to learn from that. And I will be in the other lane. So there is much of this to be done until there is a break in this darkness. And we know that there is quite a lot of it to deal with now. But knowing that you are choosing light and holding for that without arguing for it, that means you will not be so tired. because you see what is happening, you know what has been chosen, but you are not going to use up your very valuable energy trying to change that. You use that energy to be loving and supportive of the people that you meet along the way who are feeling the impact of all of this. And this is the way to use your energy now. We do want you to know, we did tell you this before, that there is an end to this. There is light, and it certainly will be in your lifetime. And you will not have to wait 100 years for it. It is coming up, and it will be a rather dramatic turn when the light rises. In the meantime, you are the holders of the light. And all that you do in holding the light and in sharing it with those who need it and are open to it, that is sacred work. The rest of it, you must let go of it. It will have to do whatever it needs to do, and then it will morph for change or do whatever that kind of path always does. In the end, it always burns out. But you do not need to be in the fire. You need to be taking good care of yourself. Honor your friends. Honor your friends. And honor your path, because you are the holders of the light. So we are going to take a few moments and talk about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Okay, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel that the earth is sending up a silk scarf. And that silk scarf is moving across every chakra center. And as it moves across the chakra center, let the chakra be smooth. Let it be free. And feel that silk scarf moving all the way up through your body and out through your crown, taking with it anything that might have been caught on your chakra center. Now bring your attention into your heart center and see the beautiful place that you have prepared, where all the beautiful things grow. See the colors and the textures, and go to the place where there's water and drink the water to refresh your spirit. Now look around this beautiful place you have created and see that a path lights up. And walk to the path that lights up and step onto the path and let go. Let the path take you upward. And know that the air is full of blessings, all for you. and come to the place of new beginnings. And feel the energy of this place fill you and prepare you for the place, any place in your life where you want a new beginning. And see if there's a color or a symbol there. And step on the path again, and let the path begin to move you upward with no effort on your part. And breathe in the blessings in the air as you are moved upward. And you move to the place of acceptance. And know that this place is whole and free. And as you allow acceptance to enter your body, it is unfettered by any old wounds or beliefs, but it is simply the ability to know, to smile, to accept, to heal. And notice any color or gift that might be in this place. And step back on the path and let the path take you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path, still breathing in all the things that are provided for you, energy that will help you along the way, that will support you and help you hold love for yourself. And come back into your garden and begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.